Kevin Rogers with you till what time? 10 o'clock? Lead you up to Pharrell. FSU and Texas Tech tied at 1 in the 5th of the College World Series. And we have a lot of drafts coming up. The NBA draft is tomorrow. The NHL draft is Friday. So we'll be seeing a lot of young people get selected coming up in the next few days. A man who's also young at heart, that being Randy Moeller, of course, the Florida Panthers television broadcast, along with Steve Goldstein and Denny Potvin, joining us here on 560 WQAM. Randy, good evening. How are you?
Hey, Raj, it's always a pleasure to be on the airwaves with you. I am as almost as far away from you right now that you could ever imagine. I'm in a place called Victoria, Vancouver Island, which is about 24 nautical miles away from Vancouver, where the draft will be. My mother lives over here in a place called Sydney by the Sea. So when you get off the ferry from Vancouver over here to Victoria, this is the little town, and I'm actually standing outside here, and I'm looking towards Vancouver right now, and it's a beautiful evening, about 63 degrees.
Randy, I maintain that the NHL draft is probably the most unique one out of all the major sports, simply because of the setup that you have in the NFL. The coaches and the GMs are all in a war room somewhere, and you're getting a phone call, and you know, the NBA, it's kind of similar, but in the NHL, all the executives, all the coaches, they're all there on the floor and everybody is right there. And you all go up on stage and you introduce the player. There's just nothing really like it.
Yeah, it's really unique and it is fun. And what we expect, and it's already started, but what we really expect here over the next 2 days before the draft starts Friday evening out here in Vancouver is, like when you mention that, when every team is on the floor, every general manager, 31 general managers are on the floor. They start making trades. They're trading like pirates on the floor, and they're talking, and phones are ringing and whatever, and it's so exciting. And Doug Plagans and I are going to be broadcasting live from the floor, and we're our vantage point, we're a little bit higher at the one end, and we can see all these general managers, and they start huddling around and getting together and talking about deals, trading up, trading down, including players. It's really exciting. So we're looking forward to broadcasting live here on 560.
What about you personally? When you were drafted by the Nordiques, what was that experience like when you went in the first round?
Well, my draft was at the Montreal Forum, the old Montreal Forum. And it was surreal. We were all up standing or sitting up in the stands in the Louis Bowl, and your name. And I didn't know. I was told I was going to go anywhere between second overall and 18th overall. I ended up going 11th to the Quebec Nordiques. It's surreal. Your name is called. But I just wish, the one thing I wish, no regrets, but one thing I wish today, as you know, K-Raj, all these guys, all these young players that are especially going to be drafted in the first two rounds, they're there with their parents and their brothers and sisters and the girlfriend and grandma and grandpa and everybody. I didn't have my parents there, and that's one kind of regret. I wish my parents were there when I got drafted. They would have been so excited and that. But it's a defining moment. Remember, these kids are getting drafted. Some of them are still 17 years old. And the oldest are 18. So this is a big stage for them, and it's the first stage for the gateway to the NHL.
Now, when you look at the Panthers, they draft 13th. I'm not going to ask you who they're going to pick because obviously there's a lot of different ways that this can go. But just the, I don't want to say the attitude, but what is it like now with Joel Quenneville running the show? Obviously, you know, Bob Bugner, you know, he did the best he could in the 2 years that he ran things, and there were some highlights here and there. But now with Joel Quenneville, who has won the Stanley Cup multiple times in Chicago, he's close with Dale Tallon. What's this vibe now with him as the head coach?
It just brings a sense of, it's almost like when I would use the comparison, K-Raj, is when you remember very well when Pat Riley came to the Miami Heat, everybody said, wow, there's a presence, there's a confidence, there's a respect, there's a success, everything. All of those boxes are checked off when Pat Riley came to the Heat. Same thing. now with Joel Quenneville. He's second winningest coach in the history of the NHL. He's won three cups. He has so much success and respect around the NHL. His coaching style has been duplicated, and everything, all of his philosophies and that. So when he steps into that locker room first day of training camp, the Panther players will know that he's the boss. He's not going anywhere, and it's going to be his way or the highway, and I'm really excited about it. I think this is the right tonic for this hockey club. Yeah, we can talk about what's going to happen in free agency, but remember, the Panthers still have the 6, 7, 8, 9 of those core players that are going to the success.
Randy Moeller of Florida Panthers joining us here on 560 WQAM, of course, on the TV side, does a great job with Steve Goldstein and Denny Potvin, former radio play-by-play man. Now Doug Plagans has that position. Doug and Randy will be broadcasting live in Vancouver Friday and Saturday for the 2019 NHL Draft. And, you know, one of the players that, the cornerstone of this team, Randy, with Alexander Barkov, he won the Lady Byng Memorial Trophy tonight, pretty much in a landslide. Yeah. I mean, he just destroyed the competition. And for those that don't know, that it is the award for sportsmanship and gentlemanly conduct combined with a high standard of playing ability. We know what kind of player he is, but what about the second part, Randy, that we don't really see with the sportsmanship and the gentlemanly conduct with Barkov?
Well, he just goes about his business and he plays the game at a high integrity. He's not a dirty player. Every time he takes a penalty, and I don't know, K-Rodge, would he take 3 or maybe 4 minors this year? He had 8 minutes, and that he gets very upset about that because he wants to play the game without making what he calls mistakes. Mistakes are penalties. The one trophy, though, that I think he looks at, and there's no disrespect to the Lady Byng trophy for the sportsmanship, he wants that Selke. He wants the Selke trophy, and that's the one that really defines that you're one of the best two-way players in the NHL. And Patrice Bergeron is kind of monopolized that over the last couple of years, but Barkov is always considered one of the best two-way forward centermen in the NHL, and I really would hope that Barkov will win that Selke trophy within the next year or two to really solidify what kind of player and respect he has around the NHL.
We saw Jonathan Huberdeau, Randy, really break out this year. He had a tremendous season. Obviously, Barkov had a great season as well, but who's going to be that guy next year, you think, for this team that has been good for them but can really bust out?
Michael Matheson. Mike Matheson. And Panther fans that are listening right now, you know, and we're all in this together. There's no hiding. Mike Matheson is the best skater on the team by far, by a country mile. He is, besides Alexander Barkov, the most talented player on the team. But he's still learning the game. You saw flashes of Mike Matheson being a Norris Trophy-style defenseman that Mark Giordano just won for the Calgary Flames. And then you saw the mistakes, the giveaways, the undecided, the lack of confidence in that. Mark my words, Mike Matheson is going to be considered for a Norris Trophy. He's going to be an NHL player for a long time. Okay, let me throw a name out to you and Panther fans as well. Jay Bouwmeester. They almost rode Jay Bouwmeester out on a rail out of South Florida after he was drafted, second or third overall by the Florida Panthers because of the lack of success of the team. They didn't think he was good enough. Well, guess what? He just played his 20th year in the NHL, and he just won the Stanley Cup, and he's going to come back again. These talented defenseman that can carry the puck, lead the rush, come back. He's still learning the game. Mike Matheson has got a lot to learn, but he's got so much talent, K-Raj. And I think Joel Quenneville, the head coach, is the guy that's going to the tonic that's going to take him to that next level. And that's what the Panthers need.
Randy, we've seen the last 2 years in the playoffs, Vegas come out of nowhere as an expansion team, and obviously we didn't realize how good they were, but they win the West, they lose to Washington, they still get to the Stanley Cup, and the St. Louis Blues, who were at the bottom of the Western Conference in early January, they go on an incredible run, they get in, we see four division champions get bounced in the first round, that I'm not tying this to just the Panthers, but just in general, does it give these teams hope that say, okay, you're not Tampa Bay or you're not Pittsburgh, that if you can just get in the playoffs, you have a shot to go far?
Absolutely. You're right on, K-Rod. You're right on. And I know you watch every game. You're at every home game. You see the teams playing. All you need to do is get into the playoffs. And at the time of the playoffs, though, you have to be on that upswope that you're ready and you're playing at a fairly high level. Goaltending, attention to detail, how you handle the physical grinding style of the playoffs. Those are three ingredients for a recipe for you to go long in the playoffs. And we saw that. You saw that with the Washington Capitals 2 years ago. They were big, strong, talented, and they had great goaltending. You saw it again this year with the St. Louis Blues. And you'll see it, whoever wins the Stanley Cup next year, you'll see the same thing.
What worked with St. Louis? How do you think they put it all together after that terrible start? Because we know St. Louis is a perennial playoff team every year. That this isn't, I mean, no disrespect, this isn't Ottawa or a team that's like really in the dumps. They just had a bad start. They had a coaching change. But how did they put it all together for those few months and then the playoffs?
I can remember we were on the road. I remember Goldie, Denny, and Plagans, and a bunch of us that travel with the team and broadcast with the team. And I remember that the first part, it was after Christmas, first part of January, and we were all sitting around having a beverage, as you know, and we couldn't believe that the St. Louis Blues were at the bottom of the league. They were on what was it, January 2nd or 3rd, they were the worst team in the NHL. With the worst record at that time. But they also had the highest number of one-goal losses in the NHL. We couldn't believe it because they had the talent. And we knew that, and you could tell with the way their team was built, if things just swung their way just a little bit on each game, the differential and the difference from winning and losing the NHL is so microscopic, as far as you just need a big save, you need a big power play goal. And sure enough, they went from the bottom, they got their goaltender, the young goaltender, and away they went. And they started winning, and they were the best road team in the NHL from January 5th until the end of the regular season. So they did it with skill, size, toughness, and goaltending. And you got to give Craig Berube, because I remember Craig Berube saying to a number of us when they came in, and just said, I just got to get these guys to believe that they are the team to beat. They have the talent to be a playoff team. And, of course, a lot of people were laughing at them because they're at the bottom of the league. But look what happened. They're not laughing anymore.
Randy Moeller, Florida Panthers TV, always a great job. Been with the franchise forever, and great job representing them. He will be in Vancouver along with Doug Plagans Friday and Saturday for the NHL draft.